Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. We still have some snow on the ground at our farm in Illinois, but it's a good time to plan next year's crops. Which fields will be for corn and which for soybeans? What hybrids and seed numbers to plant in different fields? Can we expect better prices or just more of the same? Farm income made a record $123 billion in 2013, but it went down from there and bottomed out at $62 billion in 2016, and then climbing to $78 billion last year. The carryover of corn has been on the decline each year since 2016, and that has helped to lift income some. Keep in mind, crop prices are a product of supply and demand. Supply will be big because we can't expect another year with millions of acres unplanted and never harvested like last year. Yields will probably be up. Price and volume are on one side, and then on the other, you have cost of production. We don't expect a big move up in the cost of seed, fertilizer, crop protection. Don't overpay for that land rent, though, and we might come out ahead this year. I predict we won't get the kind of federal government support that we got last year. The trade war with China is fixed for this year. And despite the coronavirus, I think China will be a big buyer of our crops. With African swine fever devastating their pork industry, they now have bird flu, and they've had to kill thousands of chickens. The countries leading the increase in meat consumption are China, number one, United States, the second, followed by India, Brazil, and Mexico. Remember, all of those animals are eating corn and soybean meal, and that can lift our grain prices. We know that our farmers and ranches are carrying more debt and have weathered some tough times in recent years. We can't be sure, but this year should be better. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.